www.thebeatmetalshow.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. An email for the day brought to you by Gene Me. Carolyn in Las Vegas, Nevada, says, I've been diagnosed for several years with a thyroid condition and have been taking Synthroid. I had a scan done this past week, and I have some new lesions, which are a little bitty cysts that can be on the thyroid. The doctor told me to wait 6 months and do another scan. I'm a little worried. What do you think? Well, you definitely need to do what they tell you. I mean, again, your doctors have your best interest at heart. There's several different thoughts when it comes down to the thyroid, and when you get the little nodules on there, the natural side will tell you, or the alternative side really, will tell you that it has to do with an iodine deficiency. And actually, Dr. Bromstein did a lot of research on iodine in the thyroid and believes that a lot of the goiters and the nodules that are found on the thyroid are due to an iodine deficiency. Now, we're really deficient in iodine in our diet. In the 1950s, they took it out of our diet, so we don't really have it there. I mean, it used to even be in bread, but they replaced it with chlorine and bromide. And these are chemical compounds that are very toxic to the body. And, of course, they also are halides, which is in the same family chemically as iodine. When that happens, when you eat a lot of chlorine and bromide, they actually fill the receptor sites so that iodine, whenever you do get it in your diet, or if you get it from a multivitamin or salt or whatever, it can't bind to the receptors, and so the thyroid becomes depleted in the actual hormone the actual mineral that it needs, the trace mineral. So when that happens, the hormone production goes down, and it can lead to that low thyroid condition called hypothyroidism. So, you know, Caroline, there's a couple things you can do. You might want to go get an iodine test done and see what your levels are. That might be one of the issues that's going on. Very, very common, by the way. There's a little patch test you can do where you put a drop of iodine. It's a purple color, and you put it on your skin. It turns orange. If it disappears within 3 hours, then you're probably pretty deficient. You might want to follow up with a urine test from your physician, and that can verify it. But if it sits there for a long time, longer than 3, 4, or 5 hours, then you're probably okay, and it could be something else. And it depends. You know, I know they're going to retest, and they're going to talk about possibly doing something with it. A lot of docs really don't like it. They want to do a biopsy. Sometimes they want to check a little bit deeper. Just kind of follow what their guidelines are and do your own research so you feel confident about it. But, you know, again, it's the thyroid. It's a pretty big gland in the body. We lean on it a lot for metabolism, also for mental clarity. And it also regulates heart rate and rhythm. So thyroid is important. There's a lot of things you can do naturally for it. So your foods are very important. The adrenal glands, the pituitary gland, all of those need to be healthy because they all indirectly and directly work with the thyroid. So having that checked in blood test is important as well. So all of those are big factors. Your goitrogenic foods, these are ones that can actually make the goiter worse if you eat a lot of them. Now, it's not just eating a little bit of these, but eating a lot. They say that can cause that. Strawberries are one of them. I know, kind of crazy, isn't it? Strawberries. But then also broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all those can be a really, you know, tough choice when it comes to messing with that thyroid gland. So anyway, a couple things to think about. Keep me posted. That's your email of the day brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me is a powerful company that is out in cutting-edge research around genetics and genetic testing. You can find more information about them. Go to the website, asashow.com. Obese girls are much more likely to develop multiple sclerosis, they're saying now. America's obesity epidemic would be responsible for an increasing rate of pediatric multiple sclerosis, But according to a new study published by the Journal of Neurology, researchers have found that a risk of developing multiple sclerosis was 1.5 to 4 times as high for girls who are obese. So MS affects more than 2 million people worldwide. An estimated 8,000 to 10,000 children and teens have pediatric MS in the United States alone. The condition is more common in women than in men. Because of this, teenage girls are already at risk of developing MS. According to the study, obese teenage girls face the highest risk of developing MS in childhood. It's really interesting. In this neurology study, they found several things which were actually quite interesting, but they said over 900,000 children of varying weight classes were a part of this in the study, and about 50% were obese or overweight. So the correlation that they're finding between being overweight is very much up there. And that just goes to show you, I mean, literally the overweight epidemic that we have right now in this country is pretty amazing. And one thing we definitely want to do is make sure that we're on a crusade, at least I know I am, to allow people to get back to their original lifestyle plan, to get back to their goal weight, to thrive, to really go to the next level of their health, and really push through, knowing that it's behavior more than anything that we can encourage people with and make the changes. No matter who I talk to, whether it's kids or adults, the elderly, people want to get their life back. And when you wake up one day, and I know things can happen. I mean, stress happens, life happens. It's funny because from a sarcastic manner, if somebody's over 100 pounds overweight, and if this is you, I just want you to listen to me for a minute. I say this in love, but you know, the reality is the skinny person will say to the fat person, you just didn't get fat overnight. So like at what point, at 20 pounds overweight, did you let it get to 100 pounds overweight? But the person that's obese, and we'll just call it fat for what it is, you know, there's so many factors that go on with overeating. There's emotional factors. There's comforting that food has with people. It's just the overall comfort level. And it really does, it does come on in a very slow manner, and it takes time. But the person really doesn't recognize it because there's so much of an emotional attachment. There's low self-esteem. There's all these different mental factors that play into it. And I think that's where the struggle is. And so even with kids that are overweight, most kids don't really know they're getting fat and overweight. The parents do. And I think that that's a responsibility of the parents to really step up and make something happen. But, you know, the kids really don't. And so the risk of this pediatric MS is so high among the kids that are obese, and we're seeing the obesity just rise tremendously. So I think that if we can modify behavior, my point to all of that is if we can modify behavior and if we can make a difference in people's behavior and change that, the tools to get your weight back, to get your health back, to get things where it needs to be, because really when we do get weight off people, everything resolves. Any physician will tell you that the big three, diabetes, cholesterol, and high blood pressure, most of those resolve just when you take weight off people. So making an impact in people's health is pretty amazing. Chronic disease doesn't have to be so chronic if we can make some changes. And I think if more of us can make a difference and if more of us can make an impact in the daily lives of people and their choices, then I think we can come to a place where we can create people that, well, as a healthier nation, we could be. It's all about behavior. Change the behavior, change the person, and you make a difference in their overall life. 888-283-7272. We're going to get to questions when we come back out of this break. Let's just hang tight. Realize this, that the body can get sick, it can also get well. But you have to make the change. No one else can do it for you. And on this show, we want to help you go to the next level.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name is Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address the specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725, 877-646-3725, or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to your health, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It comes down to our lifestyle choices. And one thing I like to teach and explain is that literally you can make that change. I mean, the body changes every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form, and we get a brand new body about every year. So what kind of choices are you making? Are you making good ones or are you making not so good ones? Well, the good thing is you have the ability to make great ones. And on this show, we want to help you do that. More resources at the website as well. And don't forget our providers. We'll call them wellness providers. They're across the country and growing every single day. You can check out mywellnessproviders.com and find one in your area. All these lifestyle-based providers that believe the same way we do. Pretty exciting stuff. Check that out on the web. Right now, we're going to the phones and go to Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how's it going?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you. First of all, I appreciate you taking my call, and I love your show and the lifestyle you promote.
Thanks.
I have a quick question here. I'm a mixed martial arts fighter. What that means is that I'm in a lot of close contact with people while I'm training, and I'm always sweating and that kind of thing. Right. I deal with a lot of skin problems. I have eczema. I deal with cystic acne, and I also deal with folliculitis. None of these things are contagious to other people, but it's pretty embarrassing, and I have a hard time keeping, especially the folliculitis, down on my arms and on my shins. I use an antimicrobial soap before and after I practice, and that seems to keep it somewhat at bay, but it's still a problem. And I'm wondering if it's something I can add on dietarily that might help me with, you know, my sensitivity to bacteria that normal people aren't as sensitive to.
Couple things. Yeah, I mean, remember, even though you're rolling around on the mats and doing all that, the skin conditions mostly come from the inside out. So is your diet good? Do you eat pretty healthy? Why don't you tell me a little bit about that? Because let's talk about the inside of, you know, your internal environment. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, what does it look like on a normal basis?
Basically, what I do is I try to stick to mostly protein and dark leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So, say in the mornings, I'm sticking to primarily eggs, and between lunch and, you know, breakfast, I'm snacking on mixed nuts, some sort of a good vegetable or fruit. For lunch, I go to either chicken breast or beef or fish, any sort of main protein, and that's going to be the same for dinner. And I try to stick with broccoli, leaves. Leafy vegetables like spinach, all to stay healthy and stay in shape and the right weight for my class. Supplement-wise, vitamins, I do take fish oil, CoQ10, magnesium, a couple of the B vitamins, and vitamin D as well. So, yeah, that's basically that.
Pretty good. I mean, you're right on with what you're doing. There's a couple things you can do. Obviously, you don't want to do any dairy. You want to cut out all grains, but I think you already have, for the most part. I'm going to hear, right? Not a lot of bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it'll catch up to me quick.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. Fish oil is really good. Your omega-3 fats in oil form probably would be helpful, and probiotics would be helpful, too, at a higher dose. So getting the ones that are at least 2 or 3 billion per capsule from your health food store or wherever you want to get it could be really beneficial. The probiotics make a big difference in the gut, and they help get things kind of cleared up. So if there's any kind of yeast or fungal related thing going on in the gut, it can help clear up for the overall body. Now, the skin condition, does it only flare up when you're out sweating and all that, or is it still pretty bad if you're away from the physical activity?
No, you're right. It's absolutely when I'm sweating and when I'm what we call rolling in jiu-jitsu, so that it's basically submission wrestling. So when we're rolling, that's when I get it. And basically any skin that's exposed, like my arms or my legs when I'm in shorts. Sometimes I'll get it on my chest and back very minorly, but it's primarily on my forearms and on the fronts of my shins. Basically, I think that's where I have the most contact with other people's skin.
Yeah. Now, I would just do the best you can to protect your internal environment and keep the bacteria really healthy in the gut. And you might want to get some, I know it gets hot and all that, but you might want to get some things you can cover up your arms when you do the practice. But I would really work on the internal environment. It's one of the best things you can do for folliculitis, you know, and for those type of skin conditions. because your internal environment, like I talk about, is really important for the outside. I mean, they both go hand in hand, and so keeping that. Now, enzymes are really good, too. They help break your foods down, and protease and some of the others can be really, really helpful, even though you've got a good, healthy diet, and keeping your fat levels high, too, which you are. I mean, your healthy fats, almonds and healthy nuts and seeds like you're doing. But yeah, I would keep that up. And as long as you're staying away from the sugars and the processed carbohydrates, that's going to help a lot just by keeping yeast and fungal-related issues out of the gut. And, of course, that could flare up the skin as well. But yeah, I mean, that's my take on it. I'll tell you a couple of little tricks for the internal environment that can be helpful that you might want to look into. There are different herbs you can go to your health food store and talk to them about. One is black walnut, which is great. You have to use it for about 14 days on and 14 days off, and wormwood's another one. They both, you want to rotate them, and they do really well. They've been around forever, and they are just great as far as what they can do. So anyway, keep me posted and let me know how things go. You can always call me back here on the show. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, go on the website. Check us out, asashow.com. Vegetarian diets, they say, can reduce the risk of heart disease. Are you a vegetarian or vegan? Well, people think, well, are you for that? Of course I'm for that. I think it's great. There's nothing wrong with that at all. If you're not into meat, it's cool. There's plenty of other great foods to have. So those who shun meat have a 32% lower risk of hospitalization or death from heart disease, according to a new study from the University of Oxford in the United Kingdom. And the largest study ever conducted, they looked at data from 45,000 volunteers, and it was at a nutrition study from Oxford. This was 1990 to 2009. They looked at different lifestyle factors like alcohol intake, smoking, physical activity, and that sort of thing. 35% of these volunteers were vegetarian, and of course the study showed that there was a significant amount of reduction in deaths from those who ate more vegetarian. Now in this, it's interesting to know that people that ate fish and eggs were also part of the study, and there was an increase in that. One meat that's actually really good, though, if you want to add one in, is bison. A lot of great info on that as well.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338, 1-888-213-4338.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. Check us out on the web. If you're looking for a provider in your area, of course, we get calls and emails all the time. I just want to tell you, we've got a network of providers around the country that we're growing every single day called My Wellness Providers. And you can go to mywellnessproviders.com. These are all lifestyle-based providers that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Pretty exciting. See people that are jumping on board, meeting doctors every single day that, and healthcare professionals in all areas that really are on board to take care of you from a lifestyle perspective and teach you that the heart of a teacher is always important on how to go to the next level. Just check out the website or call the number here on the show. Now, whatever you're dealing with, I want you to realize this, that you can change. And so much of what we see, you know, there's so much in the media and so much on TV right now that, you know, people, I get questions all the time. Is this good for you? Is this supplement good? Or is this food good? Or should I exercise this way or not? And there's a lot of conflicting information. But most of the basics you will find in our company. I mean, what our goals is, especially here on the show, is to, and hopefully to be a buffer for all that information. So you can kind of get the information all gathered together, and we sift through it and give you what really the truth is. It all comes down to basics. It all comes down to good old common sense. On this show, that's what it's all about. Common sense to apply to your life so you can go to the next level with your health. Let's go to Paula now on the phones. Hi, Paula.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, let's go back a few years, and I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia,
okay.
which that has been horrific. I get that a little bit under control, and the arthritis starts. I've had a couple of units of blood for I'm anemic, and also I have very low D levels, which at one point I was taking 50,000 units a week, and now I'm down to 50,000 units every other week, and that does not include what's in my multivitamin. I had surgery on both wrists within the last, well, since before November, to have a ligament from my arm taken out and a arthritic bone in my thumb taken out, replaced with that ligament. So I've kind of had a rough patch here lately.
And so in that, I mean, if your doctor's, what have they told you? Have you gone and seen them, and have they recommended anything to you?
Okay. I didn't tell you about the acid reflux. Okay. They thought that because of the, that I was anemic, that I was losing blood. So they do a down the throat thing, and then they do a colonoscopy. Everything is okay looking that way. So they send me to the Mayo in Jacksonville, and they said that I had a sliding hernia that looked irritated, or you know, and that could be where the blood was coming from. They didn't see any, but that could be. Other than that, no.
Okay. Well, you know, with fibromyalgia, it's an inflammatory condition. One of the main, well, there's a couple of main things that can cause it. One of the triggers for that is low serotonin levels. Have you ever taken any antidepressants? Have the doctors ever tried to put you on anything like that?
Right now, I'm on Lyrica, Effexor. I have to take a Xanax to sleep because I have a sleep disorder as well.
Okay.
I take multivitamin. I take, I did hear you say the other night to up calcium, so I did get some liquid calcium the other night. I mean, vitamin C. And I take lecithin and a fish oil, iron tablet, and I think that's about it.
What is your height, weight, and age?
My weight is 145, my height is 5'4", and my age is 65.
Okay. So in this, you've been taking those medications, and you still hurt, even though you're taking those meds, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So if the pain scale is 1 to 10, 10's really, really painful, 1's not so painful, what number are you?
Okay. All the time, I'm a 3. I mean, okay. I ache all the time. On really bad days, like yesterday was a great day, and today's been bad. So today's been like maybe a 6.
Okay. Do you smoke or drink?
Pardon me?
Do you smoke or drink?
Do not smoke. I have a glass of wine occasionally. I've got just getting over laryngitis today, and that's why I sound a little raspy, but no,
that's
I don't
okay.
smoke.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. Now, eating-wise, how's your diet overall? You don't seem to be really overweight that much, so your diet overall must be pretty decent. What is it? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what do you do typically?
I in October, I guess, I bought a NutriBlast. So I've been blasting once or twice a day. And with spinach, almonds, flaxseed, frozen fruits, that kind of thing.
Okay. So your foods... When you have meals, what do you have?
Pardon me?
When you eat a meal, what do you have?
I usually eat the right things, but my downfall is sugar. I do not get enough protein. I know that.
So what do you have for dinner? I need exact. I'm looking for exact meal. What did you have tonight for dinner?
Okay, tonight I had fish. I had a roll. I had pickle, and I had some soy milk, and that was it.
Okay. So the soy milk's throwing off your hormones in a major way. That needs to go for sure. Any kind of wheat-based products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, even pasteurized cow's milk for a period of time is going to raise inflammation throughout the body. So if you eat any of those foods on a regular basis, those may be ones that you might want to consider cutting out for a little while. Because what happens is when you eat inflammatory an inflammatory condition that you're struggling with, fibromyalgia, and so the inflammation happens in the digestive tract and it kind of goes throughout the body. So when you start eliminating those kind of foods, it makes a huge impact in your overall health. But that's something that you might want to look at even, you know, kind of first and foremost. Because as you kind of go through this, creating a lifestyle plan, and the juicing and all that you're doing, the blending is fine. But you want to make sure you have a couple of, or at least 2 to 3 solid meals throughout the day that have lean quality proteins like your fish you were talking about, your low glycemic carbohydrates, your fruits or your vegetables, either one, and your healthy fats. Very important to get those healthy fats in when you've got an inflammatory condition like fibro. Now, serotonin can be helped quite a bit. The serotonin levels in the brain, there's things like 5-hydroxytryptophan, which you've got to check with your doctor on some of these based on some of the meds that you're taking. But that 5-HTP is really good. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine. But there's also pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a good one as well. Helps a lot with brain chemistry. Your omega-3 fats and vitamin D are always a key as well. Get a blood test, too. I mean, that's a big piece. Getting that blood test done with your physician, find out if your numbers are between about 70 and 90. And as you do that, that's going to create a good environment, really. They found that fibromyalgia has got a strong link with vitamin D. Have you had those tested lately, vitamin D, by chance?
I'm going Monday and have them tested. I have them tested every 6 months, and Monday.
What was it the last time?
Pardon me?
What was the last number that you had done?
You know,
on vitamin
I don't
have, D.
Oh, but I'm thinking it. I'm thinking, gosh, does 30 sound?
Yeah, that's the low end of the range. Yeah, 30s are kind of the bottom of the range, and 100 is the top end of the range. So you might want to just get the test done, and then you want to get the goal for vitamin D, especially with something like fibro or even somebody that deals with depression, you always want to keep the numbers of vitamin D up between about 70 to 90. It's a good range. It's a safe range because you're still within normal limits. And it makes a big difference in your overall health. So, anyway, a couple things to think about. But diet is the key. It is the key. And a non-inflammatory diet for you is critical. And doing that on a daily basis. If you do a lot of the blending, like the NutriBlast that you were talking about, make sure that you keep everything raw and whole food-based. And I would X out the soy milk. That is a big key. If you want to do any kind of milk, almond milk unsweetened, is a great one. Of course, goat's milk raw is phenomenal. And even coconut milk is fine. But I would steer clear. Soy can affect the hormones too much, and it's really not worth it. Especially, you know, you're not old by any means. You're still a spring chicken. You just don't want things to be out of balance. You want to get things in balance as much as you can. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Check out the website. Go to asashow.com. And we'll be able to take your questions there by email if you'd like. We'll make it part of the show. Or we can answer anything you need. All the information, too. Latest news articles as well posted there. So you can go check that out. Anything I talk about on the show usually will be uploaded there as well. Now, in just a moment, we're going to go back to the phones, catch more of your calls, and realize this, 80% of the health challenges that we deal with today are diet and lifestyle related. So the good news is, if we make a dent in our lifestyle, we can change the way we do things, then we can make a huge impact in our overall health and lead by example to others. We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
sign up for our email newsletter. Also follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Become a fan over at Facebook. We're going to be doing a lot of giveaways and postings up there that you can be interactive with, catch up all the news and information that's going on. Well, live events and information about those will be coming up in the next couple of months. Exciting things, exciting times. Growth to empower and encourage you with your health and with your life. Let's kick it off and go with Miranda. Hi, Miranda. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, Dr. Issa. I'm sorry if I fade in and out. I'm sort of losing my voice.
That's okay.
The last time we spoke about, I spoke to you, it was about my joint pains, and you had recommended the diet in your book, which I am currently on. I have not seen, though, a significant decrease in the stiffness and the pain in my joints.
Okay.
I have also started on the cod liver oil that you recommended.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Have you been doing 2 tablespoons per day?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal.
I have also been taking estrogen balance, which I must say I have seen a significant change or decrease in the hot flashes that I've been experiencing.
Well, that's good. What that's doing, what that's doing is it's got an indole-3 carbonyl type component in there, and it begins to break down the estrogen. So a lot of times women, as they age, they don't break down their estrogen levels very well, and it can lead to those hot flashes that you deal with. But if you start metabolizing and utilizing your estrogen, that's when the changes become, and that's where you start feeling better, and you start noticing a big difference, and those hot flashes tend to go away. So that's exciting. That's great.
Yes, I think it is. But I'm still concerned about the pain in my joints. That, you know, that is very, it's very profound, and it's not really easy to be having to work and, you know, not be still having these pains in my joints.
Now, just refresh my memory for a second. Is this rheumatoid? Did they say you have rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Or is it more fibromyalgia? Or just arthritis?
And osteoarthritis.
And osteoarthritis. Okay. All right. Now, you've been doing the diet now for a little bit of time, and you haven't noticed much of a difference. Now, you've done the cod liver oil, too, which is good. There's a couple of things. If you've done that and you're not seeing much of a change, what about exercise? Have you increased that?
No, I haven't, because I hurt when I exercise.
So it's difficult.
So what I'm presently doing is just stretches every
day. That's fine. We just got to get things moving a little bit more. Even on a bike, like a bicycle, a stationary bike where you can get, I know it would be a little bit painful, but it wouldn't be as hard as the weight-bearing exercise of walking or even doing some type of weight training right now. So even if you get on a bike or even start swimming, that type of exercise would really be good for you. Have you had a blood test done recently for your vitamin D levels?
No.
Yeah, that plays a big role. Calcium is one thing to start giving someone, but it's another thing to have enough vitamin D in the body. Vitamin D plays a big, big role in the absorption of calcium and the rebuilding of the joints and cartilage and things in between. So that's a big one. So vitamin D, you want to get a test with your doctor, and the numbers usually should be around 70. Most women, though, they tend to have numbers between about 15 and 20, maybe even 30 at the tops, down at the bottom, which is pretty, it's, let me tell you something, it's important to have your vitamin D levels at a good level, at around 70. It is. It plays
so
a big, big role.
Calcium I'm taking, it's set to have vitamin D.
See, most calcium supplements don't work. There's only one. There's a liquid ionic calcium that works very well, but most of the calcium tablets and things, they don't absorb much at all, and they don't really, I haven't seen them work very well. There's nothing better on calcium, though, than food, and you get it from the green vegetables. You also get it from goat's milk yogurt. It's really one of the best forms or sources of calcium. That's one of the things that I would encourage you to do. It's really, really important. But the vitamin D that you would get in a supplement like that is not going to be enough. Usually if you're vitamin, and you always want to go by blood test, too. Remember that. Don't just hit and miss, and don't just take things just because you heard it was good to take or whatever. You always want to manage things as much as you can by some measurable results, and blood work tends to be one of the best sources to do that. So I would go get a test done with your primary care physician on the blood work for the vitamin D, see what those numbers are, and that's going to give you the best, really the best when it comes to looking at joint-related issues and the aches and the pains. And there are some things you can do just for the general aches. Arnica is really good. You can do it topically over a joint, or you can take it internally to make a tincture that's really, really good. And that's something that you can definitely add in that has shown a lot of promise with joint-related aches and pains. And vitamin C, I'm a big fan. It's old school, but it's still new school. And vitamin C levels, you can get those up to about 5,000 to 6,000 milligrams per day. Helps rebuild cartilage, helps ease up some of the strain and stress on the joints. And I would get, if you're going to do the cod liver oil, make sure it's you can even handle up to 3 tablespoons per day if you've got massive amounts of joint pain. And you really just want to, you can do that for about 60 to 90 days. And then you want to back it back down to 1 tablespoon just because of the high amounts of vitamin A that is in the cod liver oil. All right, thanks for the call. And stay in touch with me now on everything that's going on. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. That's another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope, one caller at a time. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.